it's a competitive environment out there. So, you know, the best advice is to do your homework. And if you're going to apply for a position, find out as much as you can about the organization that you're looking to find employment with. Try and find out as much as you can about the individual who's going to be doing your interview. Just really do your homework. And that's the only way you can put your best foot forward. Employers, frankly, often make dumb hiring decisions. And I've made tons of dumb hiring decisions myself. Recently, I can tell you a story where we had a position, and I had in my mind that I was looking for a particular skill set. I wasn't following my own rules. And we hired one individual that didn't work out, who I thought was just the perfect fit, and it lasted 2 weeks. Then we hired another individual, and that really didn't work out, and that lasted not very long. And my staff were laughing at me because they had a preference for another individual who I said, okay, bring them in. So I reluctantly hired that individual on the recommendation of my staff, and she's a star. And so it's just an example. You go into a situation, it's unknown, just arm yourself the best you can, and a smart employer hopefully will see that you have passion for what you do and the ability to learn, and if you leave with that impression, I think at least you have a shot.
I'd like to add to that. The hiring process in the government is a bit more formal than that, even for students, because it's a union-based environment that has to be very defensible. So there's, based on the job ad, there are going to be a series of questions that are based on that. If you read the ad, you'll find out what the qualifications are that are necessary, and you'll be scored on that. So all the answers that you're given and all the questions that are asked, they will be scored and ranked. So you may not have an exact fit for the skills that are there, but I'm sure that something that you've done, some kind, if you're talking about writing, for example, whether it's school projects, your thesis, or something else, think about the work that you've done, how that would fit into the position that you're applying for, and how those skills transfer over as well. You may not have actually written that technical report on something, but I'm sure you've written something else that you can use as an example, and those skills are very transferable. So it is a little bit different. If you just have the right attitude and a good fit in the government, it's probably not enough, because you'll also be interviewing people that have some of those skills. But you can also make sure that your skills relate, no matter what it is, somehow to that job that you're looking for.
Yeah, it's a tough job market out there, right? And if you have fit and skills, or fit and attitude, that can, someone might take a chance on you, but if they have someone who has fit attitude and skills, they're going to pick them most likely, especially in a more formal environment. Like my job, when I applied for it, I literally went through and created my resume and cover letter based on the job description. Like, you got to write it again each time you apply for a job. That's, you know, an obvious piece of advice, but some people don't realize that. And you know, you just, if you don't have the skills, it's still worth trying. Like, even if you're not anywhere near the job description, if you don't apply, you're going to get the same answers if you apply and they just didn't call you, right? So you might as well try and put in that effort, because you never know when lightning's going to strike. Even if you don't have skills, maybe you can show those transferable skills, or some way that you can, you know, bend things, you know, a square peg into a round hole as much as possible, while still being truthful, obviously, to show that, you know, you're the right person. You'll show that you'll learn really fast. You don't just say that you're a quick learner, right?
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say that, just adding to what they said, in response to your question, we often get people that come to interviews, and it's clear that they don't really have the skills that we need, but we interview them because we have to do a certain amount of interviews, and they might have other things that we think, you know, they're worthwhile spending the time with. And then I remember them if they've done a good interview, and they weren't intimidated by the three people, because we always have to have three people, when, you know, and I always feel terrible when a 19-year-old shows up and there's three of us on one side of the table. It can be a stressful situation, and I always appreciate it when they do the resume and they come in. I think it shows great effort, and so they're on my mind if another job comes up that's kind of more suited to them.
Okay. Yeah, Pavel,
Yeah, make an effort. If you I wanted to echo that. If you've shown that you've made an effort, that will get you a long way as well.
And can you elaborate on what making an effort?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's honestly, I've done a lot of hiring of entry-level student jobs, and it's really obvious which ones are form resumes and which ones were written for the job application. It's really obvious. And things like mm-hmm. spelling mistakes, I shouldn't even need to say, but yeah. I've seen a lot of those. And showing up on time, being presentable, if you're not sure, dress up, you know, those kind of making an effort things, right?
Okay.